The simplest and the most common binary communication system that I recommend is finger signals. To engage finger signals, lay your hands palms down upon a surface. This could be your knees or a table as examples. Ensure you are sitting or standing in a position in which your entire body is relaxed and your arms, wrists, and hands specifically are relaxed. Breathe richly and deeply. Ask for a yes signal. Be patient. Notice which finger or thumb on which hand moves to acknowledge a yes. Ask for a no signal. Be patient. Notice which finger or thumb on which hand moves to acknowledge a no. Continue with steps 4 through 11 above. Once your active intuition conversation with higher wisdom is complete, rest. Take at least a few moments to fully relax your body and your mind. Breathe deeply. Allow your being, physically and beyond, to integrate and digest the meaning of what you have experienced. When you feel ready to, arise and continue your day. There is a well-known bridge between binary communication systems and actual dialogue with higher wisdom. It is dowsing. Also referred to as divination, it means asking the divine. Dowsing includes willow branches and rods to locate underground sources of water, tarot cards, runes, rolling the bones, dice, pendulums, astrological charts, and other systems found in indigenous and modern subcultures. In each of these, there are specific questions being asked and direct answers being received, ranging from, is there a water source here? To, is this an auspicious day for a specific event? Within each of these systems of dowsing, a language has either already been set up historically, as with tarot cards, wherein the meaning of each card is often predefined by the creator of the cards, or it is clarified in the moment, as with binary systems. In any form of dowsing, the method of dowsing is simply an externalization of listening in. The runes, the tarot cards, the willow branches, all of these are physical, visible, tangible, gross energy means via which higher wisdom literally moves. This is its way of speaking to you in a way that you can readily perceive via your 5 physical senses. Dowsing, though highly developed as a binary tool and extremely valuable in its own right, can also be used as trainer wheels towards direct dialogue with higher wisdom. Just like riding a bicycle with trainer wheels on to increase balance and as a safety catch in case balance is lost and thus to prevent a fall, dowsing systems can be used to sensitize oneself to the process of identifying and asking core questions, slowing down to receive the in-the-now meaning of the replies, and honing a highly respectful regard for this sacred practice. For any form of active intuition is unlike simply dialing a telephone and conversing with another human. It is a technology that is to be revered. The more you develop respect for both the system of communication and its content, the more the communicator on the other end of the line will reveal itself and communicate to you. This is when active intuition becomes breathtakingly profound. For you must first demonstrate yourself as worthy to it and equally important to yourself. Only as you recognize your own worthiness to receive the direct and exquisite guidance of intuition of God will you allow the taps to fully flow. As you do so, as you align your own free will with divine will via active intuition, you will regain your direct friendship with God. Know that God wants you to speak with him, her, it. She, he, it has no desire to merely talk to you. Discoursing with you is a long-held aspiration, a beginning point from which great transformations can flow forth. Give God this gift, the gift of you developing your active intuition capacity. Make yourself available, not just receive communication from the divine beyond normal human thinking. Make yourself available to actively converse with it. Everyone is capable of this. For some, it may be more immediately accessible. For others, it may require tremendous cleaning, clearing out of substantial past to be able to begin to make contact directly. Touch God. Michelangelo knew how.